Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back to the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee. And it's that time to talk to Blois Olson with the Morning Take, sponsored by Coke Companies. And Blois, we have some very sad news to report. Everybody has probably by this time, if they missed the news last night or yesterday afternoon, waking up this morning to the news that a political icon, a political giant here, not just in Minnesota, but around the world, Walter Mondale passes away at 93, the former vice president of the United States of America.
Yeah, he did, Henry. And, you know, when I got the news, it reminded me that this is a historic week, and no matter what we are thinking about or what we're feeling, I think reflecting on the history that's already happened, and it's only Tuesday, this is a week Minnesota will remember for decades. Vice President Mondale had an impact on my life as a seventh grader. In 1984, my junior high was his media center for his presidential race. From election day to other days when he was in Minnesota, that's where the media gathered. And I had a family member who toured me through there. And to say it left an impression would be an understatement because, you know, to this day, I can kind of look at that day and say that I was a young kid fascinated by that world. And, here we are today talking about his death, and you know, and so you just never know how these things are going to impact you. I knew him fairly well over the years, but I in no way was close to him. But I think he's from an era that accessibility and being present and talking to anyone was what drove him, and that is different. You know, you don't get former vice presidents or presidents as accessible as Walter Mondale was, especially throughout time.
You know, so interesting because the world is watching us right now. Everybody all over the world is watching everything that's going on with the Derek Chauvin trial and everything that's gone on recently here with the Dante Wright situation. So, you know, the passing of Walter Mondale just puts us more in the spotlight even more, right, in this particular moment. You know, for you, what is his legacy?
Well, I think his legacy is politically, which is obviously what I follow closely, is, you know, there's a book called The Democrats' Dilemma, and even – when he ran for president, there was this dilemma between the liberal wing of the Democratic Party and the more moderate wing of the Democratic Party. And you look at not until Bill Clinton took a more moderate path that Democrats win. But I think that you look at there wasn't the divide that there is now in either the Democrat or the Republican Party, because he then went on to serve as Ambassador to Japan. I would just look at him as a true statesman and the last of a legend of Minnesota's liberalness, from Humphrey to Freeman to Mondale, is that really we're at the center point. Eugene McCarthy, they were the vortex of liberalism in this country for decades, and people may not realize that.
All right, we are all eagerly awaiting to see what the verdict is going to be in the Derek Chauvin trial. It sounds like it's all hands on deck from the perspective of law enforcement, even with Governor Walz talking about you know, emergencies and all that type of stuff here in the state.
Yeah, no, it is. We are going to have backups in town from Nebraska and Ohio. There is a lot of tension and anxiety in the air, but you know, I think that there's been almost some steam let out of the pipe from how we're going to handle the marches, how we're going to handle any demonstrations over the last week. And so we'll watch, we'll listen. But I think, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, I'm getting texts from all over the country. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And I think all of us are wondering that. And it's one of those moments we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's going to be additional funding needed for all the help being provided for Operation Safety Net.
Yeah, this is funding that the governor had originally requested, and it's been an issue earlier in the legislative session. But on Friday or Saturday, he apparently made a private appeal to all the legislative leaders. They all agreed, so we will have additional funding for that. Law enforcement and any coverage of those fees and this mutual aid of, you know, if officers go from one city to another city, this makes it easier because the state will just cover the costs related to this.
Blois, phenomenal stuff with the Morning Take, sponsored by Coke Companies. I am signed up. You do a phenomenal job. Great information each and every day. It's been a pleasure, and I will talk to you soon, and you'll be back on the radio tomorrow at the same time.
I will, Henry. I'll talk to you later today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.